Good day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment, where we break down financial planning for real people in South Africa. If you're in your 30s or 40s, thinking about retirement might feel like something for future you to worry about. But trust me, future you will thank the present you for paying attention to your pension fund today. In this episode, we'll talk about why it's crucial to track your company pension fund, what you should be looking for, and some simple rules of thumb to check if you're on track for retirement. So why does it matter? Think of your company pension fund as a future salary. It's the money you'll rely on when you no longer earn an income. Yet, so many people just assume their employer is handling everything correctly and never actually check if they're on track. And that's a mistake. So here's why staying informed matters. Not all funds are created equal. Different pension funds have different fees, investment strategies, and performance. Secondly, are you contributing enough? Some employers offer a default contribution rate, but is it enough for a comfortable retirement? Changing jobs can be costly. Every time you switch jobs, you might be tempted to cash out your pension fund. This can seriously set you back for your retirement savings. Fourthly, inflation is a silent killer. If your pension fund isn't growing at a rate that beats inflation, you could be losing money in real terms. And number five, the tax benefits. Contributing to a pension fund offers tax advantages, but you do need to understand how to maximize them. So, how would you make sure that you're on top of your pension savings? Here are some steps. Check your statements regularly. So make sure you understand how much you have saved, where it is invested, and what fees you're paying. Secondly, know your contribution rate. Are you putting away enough? In South Africa, a common employer contribution is between 10 and 15% of your salary, but that might not be enough. Thirdly, understand your fund's performance. Compare it to industry benchmark to ensure it's performing well. Number four, review your risk profile. Younger investors can afford more risk, while those closer to retirement should consider more conservative investments. And then number five is ask questions. Speak to your HR department or your financial advisor if anything is unclear. So if you want to see if you're on track, use these general guidelines. Save at least 15% of your salary. So this includes you and your employer's contributions. Secondly, the 20x rule. By the time you retire, aim to have at least 20 times your final annual salary saved. Number three, check the 4% rule. If you withdraw 4% of your savings per year in retirement, will that cover your living expenses? And number four, benchmark by age. So rough estimates is by 30, you must have at least 1x your annual salary saved. By 40, 3x your annual salary. By 50, 6x your annual salary. By 60, 10x your annual salary. So final thoughts. The earlier you start tracking your pension, the better prepared you'll be. If you haven't checked your pension fund recently, take some time this week and do it. Small adjustments today can make a massive difference down the line. That's it for today's episode. If you found it helpful, share with a friend who might need a reminder to check their pension fund. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your money moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.